having to have a sex segment every week. It's like, why not talk instead about what I feel in that moment or whatever the fuck is going on in my life? But what if people don't want that? They want the crazy all the time. I don't know. It's fucking wild. It's like I've been able to talk to my family about it for a while, and a part of me feels like I can take a deep breath right now because maybe this is a blessing. Maybe I can actually finally merge my entire life into this show and not just keep it so sexualized. I feel like people are listening to them. They're like freaking out. They're like, is this bitch about to go Bible thumper on our assholes? Like, Alex, don't leave us. Listen, sex is always going to be at the forefront of our minds. I know there are men listening to this right now. ASMR, you're horny. I'm just kidding. But like, I get it. We're all fucking horny. Sex is never going to be not a part of this motherfucking show. How could I abandon that? It's literally always on the tip of my fucking mind. I'm always horny. I always want to talk about sloppy fucking blowjobs. I love giving a goddamn blowjob. But sorry. But what else? What else? And I think this new era, this new fucking like single father, I'm like, call her daddy can be whatever the fuck we want it to be, whatever we need it to be. And I think I tried to not show a side of myself, the business side, the human side. And I want to change that. I think it's important to be real with you guys. I also apologize if this situation has hurt you, daddy gang. Like, obviously it fucking hurt me, but you trusted us. You did not see this coming. Like, I had a little bit of a heads up here, like, was dealing with this behind the scenes. Like, I got to cry to my therapist for, like, a few weeks. Like, not great moments, but I got to deal with it. I had my family supporting me and trying to get me through this. This was a surprise to you guys, and I am very aware of that. So, I guess why I'm bringing this up is because I want to hear from you guys. Do you want me to keep talking about this whole situation for a few more episodes? It literally is a breakup. We're mourning the loss of someone, basically. And I know as women, we need to talk about things. I know the men are like, bitch, just give us the fucking sex tips. Just wrap it the fuck up. But women, we fucking love to talk about shit. We can drag shit on. I can drag shit on. I could sit on this fucking podcast and talk for 3 motherfucking hours. Like, I swear to God. So I want to know, do you guys want me to continue to talk about this so we can basically, like, virtually grieve together? Or do we say, fuck it, we're